blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in his blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Take your cross and follow Jesus Christ. Hello, everyone. I am so glad you are listening to this message today. We continue on this series, The Command of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world for so many reasons. He came to save sinners like me and like you. He came to do the will of the Father. He came to bring light to the dark world. Our Lord came to bear witness to the truth. He came to destroy the devils and his work. Jesus Christ came to give eternal life to all that believe, follow, and worship him. He came to reveal God's love for sinners. He came to show us the way to God. He came to call sinners to repentance. If we are to benefit from this purpose of the reason why he came, if we are to be partakers of his kingdom, Jesus Christ is expecting us to follow his command. One such command can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23, when Jesus said, "Whoever want to be my disciples must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me." This statement is very profound. It reflects the expectation and qualification that disciples of Christ must have. If you want to be the true disciples of Christ, it is important to comply with this three-part command. If you are not ready to comply with all these three conditions, deny yourself, take your cross, and follow Jesus Christ, then you are not ready to be Jesus Christ's true followers. Last week, we spoke about deny yourself. Today, we will be speaking on taking your cross and following Jesus Christ. What does it mean to take your cross and follow Jesus Christ? When Jesus Christ was making this statement, at that time, taking your cross meant one thing and one thing only: death by the most painful and humiliating means human being could develop. At the time, the cross represented nothing but torturous death. Because the Romans forced convicted criminals to carry their crosses to the place of crucifixion, bearing a cross meant carrying their execution devices while facing ridicule along the way to death. Today, many people misinterpret cross as some burden they must carry in their lives. They equate cross as a strained relationship, a thankless job, a physical illness, self-pitying pride. Sometimes they say, "Well, that is my cross, I have to carry it." Such an interpretation is not what Jesus meant when he said, Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. Take up your cross and follow me. That Jesus means is willingly to die to follow Jesus. This is called dying to self. It is a call to absolute surrender. It is what Apostle Paul meant when he said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it is a total commitment to Jesus Christ. When you carry your cross and follow Jesus, you are dead to yourself and living for Jesus. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Just imagine yourself carrying a really heavy wooden cross. You know you are going to die a painful death. Looking back will be the least on your mind. If you try, you cannot even look back because the cross is heavy. Your focus is where your life is going to end. All the noises, the passerby, they will fail to distract you. Your focus is what lies ahead. Such will be the feeling when we are totally committed to Jesus Christ. When Jesus said that we are to take up our cross, he is saying we are not to turn back, turn around, or lay down the cross. We should not allow any sins, such as pornography, drug, alcohol, horoscope, fornication, and dishonesty to distract us. We are to live the rest of our lives on that cross, giving all for his glory. The cross Jesus Christ asks us to carry is not physical. It is the cross in our mind and soul. It is putting our own plan and desires to death and turning our lives over to Jesus Christ, doing his will, loving what he loves. Carrying this cross requires us to self-denial and obedience and born again. When you carry your cross, it means you have lost your self-righteousness. Nothing of this world means nothing to you. You are not worshiping your worldly possession. Carrying your cross requires self-sacrifice to obey the commandment of God. It is an invitation to joy beyond imagination at the end of life. It is a stark realization that this world's highway and broadway align with seductive, false promises, appealing to and blinding saving human heart. Taking your cross and following Jesus Christ means you are willing to follow Jesus, even if it means losing some of your closest friends. You are willing to follow Jesus Christ, even if it means alienation from your family. You are willing to follow Jesus Christ if it means the loss of your reputation. It means you are willing to follow Jesus Christ if it means losing your job. You are willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your life. To take up your cross is to consider it better to die than to live for something other than Jesus Christ. To carry your cross means to fully put your trust in God amid the storms and battle in your personal life. No one will genuinely follow Christ who continue to be more interested in themselves than Christ. Jesus does not give us the option of calling him our Lord, our Savior, and we continue to satisfy our own desire and wishes. No, we don't have that option. Take up your cross means faithfulness to God. regardless of the cost. To take your cross and follow Jesus is to hunger and thirst after righteousness. When you take your cross and follow Jesus Christ, you are trading your irrational fears of an uncertain future for the loving assurance of an unchanging God. Do you want to follow Jesus Christ? Do you want to be his disciple? Do you want to be a true believer and a Christian? If you have not, start today. Remember his word in Luke 9:23. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Our Lord further clarified this statement when he said, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. Luke chapter 14, verse 27. May the Lord give us his grace, his strength, and courage to deny ourselves and to carry our cross and follow Jesus Christ for the rest of our life. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. Will you mind sharing this message with everyone you know? By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, Word of God. I am Evangelist Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by his will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.